Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 17. Well, we left Jacob in a bit of a pickle last time, didn't we? He might have to run for his life. What he did was run for your wife. Rebecca knew her sons, and she had thought about Esau's reaction. She talked with Isaac. Darling, I am so pleased that you obeyed God's will and blessed Jacob. For you do remember God promised at their birth the elder would serve the younger. Jacob is the one who wants to follow God. And you know how those two idol-worshipping Canaanite wives of Esau's have led him astray. Let's send Jacob back to my brother Laban to find a wife who knows about the true God, like your father did for you and me. You are right. Good plan, my dear. And it will get these two brothers separated until Esau cools off. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him with the blessing of Abraham. Your descendants will inherit the land and bless the world. And he sent him to his uncle, many days' journey away, to look for a wife. Rebekah kissed him goodbye. That was the last time Jacob saw his mother. The first night, Jacob camped under the stars and dreamt he saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven. Angels were going up and down, and at the top stood God. He told Jacob, "I am the God of Abraham and Isaac. The land you lie on I will give to you and your descendants, who will spread north, south, west, and east, and be as many as the stars of the sky and the dust of the ground. In you and your family, all people of the earth will be blessed, and I will be with you and bring you back safely to this land." In the morning, before continuing on his journey, Jacob built an altar and worshipped God, promising to serve him. He named that place Bethel, the house of God. After many days, Jacob arrived at Haran and went toward a well in the field where some flocks and shepherds were.
"Howdy, stranger. Where are you from?"
"I'm from Canaan."
"Where are you from?"
"Oh, you've traveled a long way.
We're from hereabouts, Haran."
"Do you guys by any chance know Laban, son of Nahor?"
"Sure.
In fact, here comes his younger daughter, Rachel, who watches her father's sheep."
Well, Jacob was so impressed with Rachel that he pushed the stone off the mouth of the well by himself and drew water for all her sheep. He had heard many times the story of his mother, Rebecca, watering the camels. He introduced himself, and Rachel rushed off to tell her father. Laban hurried out to meet Jacob and invited him home with them. So Jacob stayed with them and helped Rachel with the sheep. After a month, Laban called Jacob and said, "My boy, just because you're a relative doesn't mean you should work for me for nothing."
"Work?"
"Well, yes, it may not seem like work when you are with Rachel, but what would you like for your wages?"
"Sir, I love your daughter Rachel, but I have no money for bride price. I'll work for you 7 years to marry her."
"You don't want to marry Leah, my eldest? She's not quite as good looking, but she's a good girl, and I think she's kind of sweet on you."
"No, sir, if you don't mind, it's Rachel I love. But in 7 years, Leah will surely find someone else."
"Okay, it's a deal."
And the Bible says, Jacob served 7 years for Rachel,
and it seemed only a few days because of the love he had for her. And Jacob knew to the day when those 7 years were done. He went to Laban and said, "It has been 7 years now, sir. Let me have Rachel so we can celebrate our marriage." And Laban made a great feast and invited all the neighbors. And that night, after they all feasted and drank lots of wine, he brought Jacob's bride to him in a gorgeous gown and veil, and Jacob took her to bed with him. Well, in the morning, when Jacob woke up, it was Leah in bed beside him. He had been tricked. Jacob was not pleased. "Look, sir," he said to his father-in-law, "I worked for Rachel, not Leah. Our agreement was for Rachel. You broke your word. I didn't want Leah." Ooh, not a good beginning for a marriage. "Calm down, hothead. You can have Rachel, too. We couldn't marry off the younger daughter before the elder one now, could we? You finish up Leah's week of celebrations, and then you can have Rachel and work 7 more years for her." What could Jacob say? Well, the trickster got tricked himself, didn't he?